And now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett, honored to have you join me again this week. I got an email from my buddy, Pat McShay, which prompted me to go doing some digging. I got a hold of Pat and I said, hey, I think we need to talk about who benefited, or as the title for the program is, qui bono. I love that word, qui bono, from Trump's Venezuelan action. Pat McShay, welcome back to Power of Prophecy.
Oh, it's great to be here with you, Jared.
I always enjoy your insight. I follow you on Twitter. And before we go, I want everybody to follow Pat on Twitter. You can find him at J_McShay, McShay. J_McShay. Give Pat a follow because he has always got some tremendous information out there for you. I'm lucky enough that he emails me some things that he's working on, so I have a little bit of insider knowledge. Thank you for that, Pat.
Yeah.
But this event that just happened, last week, where they sent in Delta Force troops to go get Maduro from Venezuela.
Yeah.
I hadn't really given Venezuela much thought, Pat. I mean, I know they're third world country. I know that Trinidad Aragua was unleashed on America from Venezuela, but the fact that we actually took the time to go down there and get rid of this dictator, this regime change that I guess we're getting famous for, Pat. But
yeah.
Who benefited?
Well, I'll tell you, Trump's kidnapping of Maduro shows a new level of unrestrained power. You know, the Trump administration is calling Venezuela oil sales to China or any other country that they object to illegal and unlawful commerce. The U.S., I don't know if many people have seen this, but, you know, the U.S. just sees the Russian flag oil tanker in the Atlantic just a few days ago. So we're in new waters. And if you watch Fox News, some of these conservative shows, you'll see nothing but cheerleading for this operation. But, you know, if you listen to some of the people I listen to, like former Fox commentator Judge Napolitano, he's been interviewing people like CIA analyst Larry Johnson, investigative journalist Pepe Escobar, Colonel Douglas McGregor, former Marine and UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter, and, you know, all these people, MAGA stalwart Marjorie Taylor Greene's weighed in. They all think this is a terrible idea. And apparently so do most Americans, because a new Gov poll that just came out shows only 39% of Americans agree with this operation, 36% of independents, only 19% of young people, 18 to 30, over 65, only 50%. So the only people that are really for this are the stalwart MAGA crowd that watches Fox News. That's about it. Everyone else sees this as a horrible idea. And, you know, internationally respected political analyst and author, Professor Jeffrey Sachs, who recently just spoke to the UN about the Ukraine war, scolding them about doing the right thing, he said, we've never seen this kind of lawlessness in the nuclear age. We've never had an unhinged, undisciplined, crude bully, absolutely lawless, absolutely disrespectful of any norms as the current president. So, you know, this is not something outside of small circles at Cox that think this was a great idea.
I know that the nation of Venezuela is impoverished, but a lot of people don't understand why. Because they have this huge oil reserve. I mean, it's bigger than Saudi Arabia, right?
Largest on the planet, as far as I know. I think they've got more than Russia.
So I know that in 2007, Hugo Chavez was the leader of Venezuela, and he demanded a 60% stake for the nation of Venezuela from the oil companies to allow them to come in and drill their crude oil.
Yes.
Chevron said, okay, we can deal with a 40% profit margin. That's okay. But ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, both of them went crying to daddy. And at the time, it was Barack Obama. And Obama dropped sanctions on Venezuela in 2014. That started their economic downturn.
Isn't Paul Singer, the billionaire, Jewish billionaire that was a big Trump supporter, isn't he with Chevron? Or
he's with Citgo. Bought Citgo about 6 weeks before Trump went in and got Maduro. And Paul Singer.
Look who's getting ready to make a fortune on that deal. Paul Singer is going to make a fortune after this deal.
He's going to make hand over fist. Paul Singer happens to be Jewish. So
Right. And we also, wasn't it during the Bush administration that the CIA tried to kidnap Hugo Chavez? The CIA's been trying to get rid of Chavez. They were trying to get rid of him for a long time. And they've also tried to kill Maduro, haven't they?
I don't know if they've tried to kill him, but I think they've tried to scare him straight. But, you know, those guys that become dictators have the ultimate power. And, you know, power is the biggest aphrodisiac on the planet. People go nuts when they get it. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why that saying is there. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
One thing to consider is China controls a lot of the rare earth material that we don't have. Mm-hmm. And they've made it clear that they'll decide who gets what and when. So taking control of the largest oil reserves on the planet, maybe Trump may be getting a bargaining chip for future negotiations with China and some of these other countries. That could be one positive. But, you know, Venezuela is a lot like Ukraine. You know, Obama went in and took out the leader of Ukraine because he was getting too friendly with Russia and had just signed long-term deals with Russia, which is what Venezuela just did. They just signed a 10-year agreement with Russia. They've got agreements with China. So, you know, I'm not sure that Maduro's vice president, who they just elevated to the presidency, is going to be much better. She's a hardcore communist who's, you know, really not any better than Maduro. She's from a Venezuelan crime family. Her father, back in the 60s and 70s, was kidnapping oil executives for ransom. So, you know, these people are all criminals.
You know, people don't remember that, Pat. We have, it's the age of instant gratification, and that's old news. It doesn't mean anything. But the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And for her father to have done that with oil executives to ransom their life just for money, who's to say that she's not going to be as dictatorial or more so than Maduro?
I think she could have been Maduro's handler. You know, Maduro before he became president, he was a bus driver. So, you know, probably not the brightest guy in Venezuela. It's probably not lost on anyone that Trump's doing precisely what he condemned George Bush and Barack Obama for doing. He's, you know, regime change, taking out a leader, stealing their assets and resources. You know, those are war crimes, or they used to be. Under Trump, they're tools for negotiation, I guess. But, you know, Netanyahu's already trying to connect Venezuela with Iran, Hezbollah. Have you heard Mike Huckabee, our treasonous ambassador to Israel? He just thinks this is the greatest thing.
Of that, I have no doubt. When you start looking at the players, you know, I wrote about this in my article after Trump started putting his cabinet together. Every single one of them was a pro-Zionist. Every single one. And then he brought on Paula White, who is another pro-Zionist, to be his pseudo-Christian leader.
I think she's a Satanist in disguise.
She's definitely not a Christian. She is not a blood-bought, Bible-believing Christian.
No.
She has her own religion, and it's the religion of Paula. And as long as it benefits Israel, kind of like Ted Cruz. Well, you know, Tucker, I want to be on the side that blesses Israel. I don't want to be on the side that gets cursed.
Yeah, he told Tucker Carlson that he ran for the Senate so he could be a spokesman for Israel, basically. So we know where his head's at.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that yesterday. You know, we had Make America Great Again. Sounds awesome. It pulls on the heartstrings of every patriotic American.
Right.
Then I flash back to Ted Cruz. The Tea Party had just come online and looked like it was going to be a third party in America.
Yeah.
People were fed up with the bureaucracy and the garbage that the Republicans and Democrats were putting out there. And true conservatives come up with a Tea Party named after the Boston Tea Party. Well, Ted Cruz wrangled a hold of that party faster than you can kiss a duck, and he became the face of the Tea Party. But the same thing happened to MAGA. Zionists took over MAGA, Trump being a Chabad Lubavitcher, which Henry Macko has said, and then you find out Cruz is pro-Israel. The pieces start coming together, and the fact that we are doing Bibi Netanyahu's bidding, because what he was at Mar-a-Lago just before this raid?
Yeah. He was sipping cocktails at Mar-a-Lago on his, fifth visit to visit Trump in less than a year? I mean, that's unprecedented. I'm sure they were talking about the next bombing of Iran that they probably already set the date for that. And I think one of the reasons that they hurried up and did this raid on Maduro is likely because the Iranians a few months ago said that if the U.S. or Israel bombs them again, they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz. So what better contingency than to have Venezuelan oil on the back burner? You know, now we're going to control, you know, the largest supply of oil reserves on the planet. You know, they sold this to the American people that this was about stopping the flow of drugs and fentanyl, which is just nonsense. You know, if they were trying to stop drugs from killing people, they'd start arresting all the people that were behind the COVID psyop and poisonous vaccines. But, you know, this is all about their deep ties to Russia. You know that the DEA didn't even have Venezuela on their top 10 list of countries that were bringing drugs into the country. You know, why are we down in Mexico taking over down there? You know, that's controlled by a Jewish president there, just like Ukraine. Venezuela's got a Jewish population of 0.2%. Mexico's 0.05%. Ukraine, where we installed two Jewish puppet presidents, has a Jewish population of 0.5%. So, you know, this neocon move is something that Marco Rubio and the CIA's economic hitmen are behind, who put together, you know, these color revolution coups before down in Central America. You know, and if you look at this guy that they're not talking about on Fox News, Trump just pardoned the former president of Honduras, who was bringing tons, flooding America with drugs, fentanyl, cocaine, other drugs. He was given a 45-year sentence for flooding America with drugs. Trump just pardoned him. Now, how much sense does that make if they're going to go after Maduro for drugs? That should tell everyone that, you know, this is all about oil and taking over where China and Russia were gaining influence. That's what it's about.
Yeah, Venezuela had joined the BRICS group, hadn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're a BRICS member, and I think have been since they were an early member. So, yeah, you got to think that unless China and Russia are the paper tigers that I think Trump thinks they are now, or they're sitting back waiting to see what's next before they make a move, but seizing that oil tanker by a Russian tanker, I would imagine we're going to find out pretty soon just what Russia's going to do.
Right. You know, you said the population. I have a figure here in front of me of Jews in Venezuela is 4,000. It says there's 18 synagogues, schools, and Jewish charities, that these Venezuelan Jews are highly Zionist. Well, that's one part of the puzzle. And you and I were talking, Anna Navarro on The View hates Trump, loathes Trump. But she said this action in Venezuela was the greatest thing since sliced bread, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And she said, right after she said that was a great thing that we did, that she said she still hates Trump. So that figures, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, a few years ago, Maduro labeled Zionism more dangerous than Nazism and called out Israel's genocide of the Palestinians. So you got to think that that had something to do with it, too. Bibi wanted them gone, and I think Bibi wants his hands on a lot of that oil. You know, so people can't forget that, you know, they've been stealing Syrian oil for years in Golan Heights. And then when Trump was in office in his first term, you know, what did we do then? We went in and we took over the oil fields in Syria while we blamed Bashar al-Assad of killing his own people, which was nonsense at the time. But Fox News convinced everybody that was true. But we saw what happened in Syria. You know, we got rid of Bashar al-Assad and we installed a leader, the al-Nusra Front? He was one of the leaders of one of these jihadi groups that was killing Christians and Muslims alike all throughout Syria. And they were funded by the U.S. They were funded by Barack Obama. They were funded by Israel. You know, that most people don't know this, that ISIS's leader, al-Baghdadi, was a Mossad-trained Jew. And not only that, but ISIS fighters that were injured on the battlefield were taken by helicopter to Israel to be treated and recovered. So, and now look what we've got. You've got this terror leader now as the new president. Trump's already brought him to the White House and rolled out the red carpet for that guy. And there's still Israel still bombing Syria, and terrorists are still murdering Christians in Syria. So, you know, you just got a Leo Holman, who's a veteran investigative reporter and author, said that this is about reorienting the world order, the new world order, and catapulting us into the next phase that will ultimately conclude with world government. Trump's not coming up with these moves on his own. And I wonder if he even understands the big picture. I think that's where Bibi comes in. You know, like I said, that's why Bibi's sipping cocktails at Mar-a-Lago, man. He's finalizing these plans to take over.
You know, Bibi has a knack. I'm going to tie this in with Venezuela. But every time there's civil unrest in Israel and people want to string Bibi up, all of a sudden there's an attack, let's say like what happened on October 7th. Could have probably was orchestrated by Mossad. I don't have proof, but that's kind of what I'm feeling. But certain events occur every time there's massive protests against Bibi Netanyahu, and then there's something that, like Trump going in and taking out Maduro while Bibi's in Mar-a-Lago, because Maduro was an anti-Semite. Venezuela is full of anti-Semites. So we throw that term around. Right now, they're protesting Bibi in Tel Aviv. And this is just another part of what Netanyahu and these Zionists do to take them off the front page. And, well, America's not going to cover that anyway, because we don't talk about what's going on in Israel and Gaza and all of that, because we can't have the people upset.
Yeah, I just read Jewish author and historian Henry Mato's new book, Illuminati 4. I've been reading him for 20 years. And, you know, he says Trump is a crypto-Jew that's leading the Zionist wing of the New World Order, and he's ending the war in Ukraine so the U.S. can focus its resources on Bibi Netanyahu's Greater Israel project. You know, how many people understand that the war in Iraq and the plan to invade seven countries, which included Iran, Syria, Libya, Iraq, you know, this plan was written for Bibi Netanyahu by treasonous American neocons led by Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld 5 years before 9/11. 9/11 was the trigger that set off the first phase of Israel's full spectrum dominance of that region, starting with Iraq. I wrote in my recent article, 9/11, All Roads Lead to Israel, which everybody should read. It proves that the Israeli Mossad and treasonous neocons in the Bush administration were behind 9/11.
Who benefited from 9/11? Larry Silverstein?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, I mean, Israel. Remember what Bibi said right after it happened?
Yeah.
He said, they asked him, what do you think? He said, oh, this is good for Israel. This is great.
Yeah. It's great for Israel because there's more money. So Singer takes over Citgo 6 weeks before Maduro falls. He's going to make money hand over fist. Then, you know, look back to 9/11. Silverstein just got the Twin Towers, and wasn't long before they were sacrificed on the altar of Zionism.
We talked before about how Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton took out Muammar Gaddafi and murdered him. He was a very popular leader. That country had no crazy jihadists running around because Gaddafi wouldn't have put up with it. What was going on in Benghazi was Hillary Clinton was running guns to these terrorists, and they wanted to take Gaddafi down. And now what do you have in Libya? You've got open slave markets in the middle of cities in Libya that used to be a really nice place to live.
It was a tourist attraction. It was beautiful.
Oh, the people loved him there. When you got married, a new couple was given like $30,000 to build a new home. He gave people 10-cent gas. The fuel to heat their homes was cost pennies. They loved him there. And now it's just it's overrun by terrorists where, again, they're killing Christians and Muslims alike.
Fomenting chaos as part of the greater Israel plan. That's what it boils down to.
Well, you know, where are the indictments for the deep state criminals while Trump's in, you know, still in Ukraine and still funding Israel's genocide and now, you know, this Venezuela venture? You know, this is a victory for Israel, for BlackRock, for the Rothschild family, for the multinational corporations, for Citgo, for Chevron, for all the big oil. You know, look at the list of characters that support this action. That should tell you a lot.
Exactly.
I watched Jackson Hinkle was on Alex Jones' show the other day, and he's lived and worked in Venezuela, and he said that there's rallies across Venezuela right now still in support of Maduro, and he said the smaller groups that support this action are paid activists like Marina Carrillo Machado, the Nobel Prize winner. She's a Likud Bibi Netanyahu supporter. So that tells you all you need to know there.
Right. And you mentioned deep state characters haven't been indicted. We mentioned 9/11, but there is a tie-in on the judicial side. The guy that's in charge of the trial, he just held his arraignment of Nicolas Maduro, is a New York City judge by the name of Alvin Hellerstein. He has a connection to all this, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a Jew, and he's the judge that got all of the 9/11 cases, and he threw them all out. He's been getting these deep state cases, like Judge Reggie Walton's another one. These guys seem to catch all these cases that the deep state wants to go away. So Judge Hellerstein's going to do what Trump tells him to do or do what Bibi wants him to do. So I wouldn't look for any kind of real justice there.
No. Whoever is pulling the strings at the head of the snake of the pro-Zionist one world order movement. That's it.
You know, I haven't seen Fox News mention that Russia's Putin has already sent three contingents of the Spetsnaz and the GRU, which is their intelligence service and their special forces, to Venezuela. So we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then I read an article on Substack that CIA operatives bribed the security detail for Maduro to stand down so that the Delta Force guys could come in, kidnap him, and snatch him back to the U.S. without anybody losing their life. CIA always seems to have a hand in garbage like this, Pat. And, you know, we have flown through 30 minutes, my friend. We have to take a break. My guest today is Pat McShay. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. We're asking the question, cui bono from Trump's Venezuelan action? We have got a whole lot more to get to on the other side. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. I want to tell you how to get a copy of Illuminati 4, Genocide and War by Dr. Henry Mako. Satanists start wars to kill the Goyim, especially Christians and assimilated Jews. Wars destroy Christian civilization, kill patriots, and concentrate wealth and power in Illuminati hands. Freemasons on both sides initiate every major war. Ukraine and Gaza are not exceptions. This collection, The First Sense, Illuminati 3, Satanic Possession, back in 2014, explains that an ancient diabolical conspiracy is now reaching fruition. We gave our national credit cards to people who hate and destroy us. The money supply is the lifeblood of the economy. The Rothschild banking cartel creates the money supply right out of thin air as a debt to themselves. Our governments are capable of doing this debt and interest free. The Rothschilds plan a third world war to ensure they never do. Trump, Putin, and Netanyahu belong to Chabad, a Jewish supremacist doomsday cult that controls organized Jewry and consequently the world. To fulfill biblical prophecy, Chabad is plotting a nuclear apocalypse to summon the Messiah. Chabad regards all non-Jews as insects born to serve the Jews. Squatters on planet Earth, non-Jews must be evicted. Jew is defined by the embrace of Lucifer, not by race. Racial Jews who reject the Jewish Antichrist will be exterminated along with Christians, the source of all our problems and addictions. Satanists have severed our soul connection to God. You can order your copy of Illuminati 4, Genocide and War by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those charge cards going to our online secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for Illuminati 4 right there on the main page. Click on it, put in your name, your address, your charge card, shipping method, hit submit, and we'll get it coming to you. If you want to use one of those charge cards and fax your order in to us, our fax number is 512-263-9793. Just write down your name, address, charge card, expiration date, and if you can, the three-digit security code, or four, depending on which card you're using. And the note that says you want to get a copy of Illuminati 4, we'll get it right off the fax machine, and we'll process it just like we do every other order. Whether you phone it in, you do it online, or you fax it. If you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make sure your check or money order is payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. We're only asking $20 for Illuminati 4, please add $6 shipping and handling. That will make your total $26 for this outstanding book by Henry Mako. Now, I want to give you a couple of the chapters that are inside this book. Book 1 is Chabad, Jewish Satanism, and Freemasonry. There is even an article by Tex Mars in this book. Book 2, The Communist Zionist Left-Right Charade. Book 3, Hidden History. Book 4, Illuminati Observed. Book 5, Money, Race, and Gender. Book 6, Perspective. And Book 7, Humor and Personal. Outstanding read. If you don't have a copy, you need to get yours today. $26 postpaid for Illuminati 4. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jerry.
Now, in preparation to talk to you about Venezuela, I did a Google search. And I don't use Google a whole lot, but I was in a hurry, so I just typed in Google and went. And I asked this question, and you can do it too. Who benefited from Trump taking over Venezuela? And Google AI had some very intriguing lists of who benefited from this regime change, I guess you, for lack of a better term, with Maduro being kidnapped and brought to America to stand trial. And the first one it lists, U.S. oil and energy sector. That's not a shocker, is it, with the largest oil reserves on the planet?
Yeah, and, you know, taking out a country like Venezuela really helps the petrodollar. They're a BRICS country. They've got all that oil. They've got other resources that we want. So,
yeah, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned it in the first half, but Iran has threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz, which would deny OPEC oil getting to America. So what better way to circumvent that issue than to take over the oil? I mean, we've commandeered two or three so-called sanctioned oil tankers from Venezuela. So the oil's coming to America, and Israel could truck it, or I'm sorry, that's just a general term, truck it. But
yeah,
these oil tankers could circumvent the Strait of Hormuz and go straight to Israel, Haifa, to offload that crude. So this, in essence, would choke the economy of some of those Middle Eastern Muslim nations, which would benefit Israel. Israel program.
So
the dominoes are set up, and it's only going to benefit one group, and that's big corporation, big money, big oil, and the Zionist controllers behind every one of them. There was another item listed by AI, Google AI, was the beneficiaries would be Wall Street and investors. You mentioned BlackRock, but there's other ramifications with this, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to Max Blumenthal today, and he was talking about the Trump sons and Steve Witkoff's two sons are involved with this new crypto venture and how it has surged quite a bit just since this move on Maduro. So, you know, you got to wonder, you know, people on the other side of the aisle talk quite a bit about how much Trump is benefiting from, you know, some of these moves. And, you know, you got to wonder just how much the Trump family is making off of this move. So, you know, how much are we going to get from Fox News on that?
About what you're getting right now? They're going to prop up the fact that Trump had intestinal fortitude enough to go in and grab Maduro, a hated dictator. He was so hated. Honestly,
yeah.
If you think about it, Pat, how hated was he really? Now, I know that he rules with an iron fist. Most dictators do. But
he
got rid of the gangbangers, the Tren de Aragua, released them out of prison, and transported them. In my heart of hearts, I know he transported them to the border in Mexico when Biden opened up our border and let all of these criminals in.
Yeah.
Same thing that Castro did. He set all the criminals and everybody out of the insane asylum on boats and boated, just sent them to Miami. offloaded all of the riffraff, and all of a sudden, there's not as much dissent, and there's not as much crime to worry about, except the crime that the leader wants happening. I've read about these motorcycle gangs that are the Iron Fist, kind of like the old Stasi.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these Zionists have gone after Tucker, not just because he's called out the genocide in Gaza, but, you know, he came out not long ago and said, you know, Maduro is a Catholic. He's anti-abortion. He's anti-LGBTQ. You know, he is for a lot of things that the American people are for. And the Zionists can't stand that. And, you know, they don't want a Christian in charge. That's what, why I wonder how long this current president will be allowed to stay in office. You got to think they're going to bring in a Zionist at some point in the near future, right?
You would think. Look what's happened in Mexico. Sheinbaum is the president. Number one, she's a female. In Mexico, got elected president. How did that happen?
Yeah, 99.5% Catholic, and she's Jewish. Go figure.
So you have to wonder if the cartels didn't pull strings to put her in power so that they could continue to do business, but she's probably getting some skimmed off the top. Just on the face of it, Pat, it flies against common logic that a Jewish woman would become president of Mexico.
Well, I'm surprised Trump spoke out against that Maria Corina Machado, who just won the Nobel Prize, which was a joke. But, you know, she signed a formal cooperation agreement in 2020 with Israel's ruling Likud party, Benjamin Netanyahu's party. So the agreement pledged collaboration on political, ideological, and social matters. So it's kind of surprising that Trump didn't try to install her. I think maybe because she's not really very popular among the Venezuelan people. That could be why.
Could be. I don't know what she is in Spain. I'm not all that up on politics in Spain, but I think her name is Ione Belarra, I-O-N-E-B-E-L-A-R-R-A. She's some kind of higher up in the government of Spain from what I'm gathering. And she had a very interesting quote. She said, quote, "Netanyahu is the Hitler of the 21st century, and failing to stop him condemns us all," close quote.
And, you know, the guy that they installed, that they claim stole the election, Maduro claimed, Juan Guaido, he was the interim president during the 2019 presidential crisis. He announced Israel's recognition, stating that Israel joins the United States today, as well as most South American countries. You know, he loved the Likud party, and he was a big Benjamin Netanyahu supporter himself. So, you know, it's no wonder, you know, you've got to wonder if Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Mar-a-Lago a couple weeks ago wasn't behind me.
Right. And you had emailed me a list of people that supported this attack on Maduro going into Venezuela. And the cast of characters that you had, really, it's not shocking. You had Nathan Rothschild, Jewish banker family.
Oh, Rothschild, yeah.
Big money. Bibi Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Because of the oil and the potential for the resources. Lindsey Graham. That cat is so wishy-washy. Where does he stand?
I can't believe, I think most people that are, you know, MAGA supporters, they don't understand how he and Trump were such good friends, because Lindsey Graham comes right out in public and goes against Trump on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but Marjorie Taylor Greene did the same thing, and he basically pummeled her in the public realm.
Yeah, he got real personal with his attacks on her, which I'll tell you, I think Trump lost a lot of support when he came out against Tucker, when he came out against Marjorie Taylor Greene. There are a lot of people that were instrumental in putting Trump in office that have come out against Israel, not least of which was, or whom was, Charlie Kirk. Don't forget that Charlie Kirk said, I'm leaving the Israel cause. And all those guys like Josh Hammer and Seth Dillon at the Babylon Bee and Beanie Boy over there, Benjamin Shapiro, they've all attacked anyone that has spoken out against the genocide.
Yeah.
So, you know, Axios reported that the Trump administration specifically asked Israel to publicly support the regime change against Maduro. So, you know, and there was Bibi right by his side when the order was given to go in. So
this name did shock me, Pat. Probably the only one on this list, because he is so anti-Trump, but he's about to be indicted in Florida for some of his shenanigans. John Bolton came out in support of this raid in Venezuela.
Yeah, Bolton, and Trump just took away his security clearance and everything. I think they've got a love-hate relationship, but Bolton, it shows that Bolton is more of a neocon than a Trump hater. So as long as Trump does what Bolton thinks is, you know, the right thing to do, he's going to support him. So, but as soon as Trump goes against the neocon cause, he'll be right back to being critical of him. So, yeah, I can't stand Bolton either.
Yeah.
And Bolton, let's not forget, Bolton was part of the group that the Project for a New American Century that wrote the plan to invade 7 countries. And I'm sure he was in on the 9/11 attack. So people need to look into that.
Oh, yeah. Then you've got Mike Pompeo, Tom Cotton. These two characters, I'm sorely disappointed in Tom Cotton. I'm sorely disappointed in Grassley, Kennedy, and Louisiana. I thought that they would be America first, but they're all puppets to AIPAC, aren't they?
You know, you're right. The ones that really annoyed me were Josh Hawley, John Kennedy, and who's the other one? You know, Tom Cotton. I never trusted him, but yeah, Grassley. I didn't see those guys as controlled by Israel, but it's obvious now that they are.
That's a fact. And then Nikki Haley, that name.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me one bit. She's in the same camp as that creep Pompeo. I think Trump looked at both of them and saw what they were saying about him after the 2020 election, especially Pompeo. He came out on Fox News and said, yeah, Trump probably should be in prison. And then Trump was thinking about putting him in his administration. I think somebody sent some of the clips of him on Fox News badmouthing him, and he finally wised up. But Pompeo's another one that's totally sold out to Israel, and so's Nikki Haley.
And then the names on the bottom of the list that you sent me. These are pro-Zionist Jewish people. Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, Alan Dershowitz, Laura Loomer, all four of those, you knew that they were going to be on the positive side of this because who benefits? The Zionists.
Well, you know, Steve Bannon, to his credit, came out at the Turning Point event last month and pretty much called Ben Shapiro a cancer to the movement and said that he tried to destroy Breitbart and take it over, and he tried to destroy, he's currently trying to destroy Candace Owens. He's trying to destroy Megyn Kelly. He's going after Tucker Carlson. I can't believe anybody listens to him. He's I think he's a Christian hater. He's Israel first. I don't think he cares one bit about America. Same with Laura Loomer. I can't believe Trump listens to Laura Loomer. I think she's got a screw loose. And so does Mark Levin. These people ought to be in straitjackets in, you know, rooms, padded cells somewhere. They really do.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, that creep Dershowitz. You know, he keeps saying, I didn't have anything to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Well, you know, all the girls that work in his New York townhouse said that Dershowitz didn't even knock when he came. He came right in, walked in like he owned the place. He saw all the girls. They said there's no way he didn't know that he was trafficking girls. They said that, you know, he was a creep. And, you know, he's come out and said, oh, I didn't do anything. I just don't believe it. But apparently, we're never going to find out because they're doing everything they can to, you know, black out every single name associated with Trump. But you got to wonder if any of that's ever going to come out. But I doubt it will.
I just came across, I'm scrolling through Twitter on your Twitter account. Again, you can find Pat at J_McShay. But this guy, his handle is No One Quits. You reposted this, and I gotta put this on the show, Pat. He says, quote, I'm so glad they finally toppled the Maduro regime in Venezuela. Now the Venezuelan people can experience true American democracy. A Rothschild-controlled central bank currency. A real education system where their kids are taught the values of trannyism. A state-run media running a nonstop 24-hour-a-day psychological operation explaining how Jews are God's chosen people and they should turn over all their resources to Israel. Close quote.
Huh, isn't that great?
That just sums it up point blank.
It sure does. It sure does. And, you know, the funny thing is a lot of stuff's been coming out about, you know, Lori Franzen, who is Erica Kirk's mother, who looks like an intelligence asset. She's worked for the DOD, and her father works on weapons systems for Israel. And if you look at a place called Wolves and Finance on YouTube, he's done several shows on the financial irregularities at Turning Point USA that everybody needs to watch. And if they don't think that Candace Owens is on to something, because you'll find the motive for killing Charlie Kirk in his videos about Turning Point. Again, it's Wolves and Finance. It's must-see stuff.
Wow. Wolves and Finance. I got to look them up.
Yeah, I'll send you over a couple of links. It'll blow your mind. Actually, I put links to the recent video on my Twitter page.
Okay, I will find it. You know, we started the show and I said, "Who benefited?" Number one, who benefited? Pat, Zionists,
big oil, multi-corporate, national corporations, BlackRock, the Rothschild banking system, the petrodollar benefited for sure, which, you know, that is important. We, you know, if we do lose that, it's really all over. So, but there are better ways to do it than turning, you know, our country into a criminal organization.
The one group that we haven't mentioned, Pat, that's going to benefit are the citizens of Venezuela. I know that they'll see a bump. Their economy will go up a little bit because I'm sure now that we control the oil, we are going to remove the sanctions that Obama and Trump one put on place. But it's going to be pennies on the dollar. It's going to look like a big deal when you're that far under the poverty line. But the Venezuelan people aren't really going to benefit from this, are they?
No, they won't. And it's really sad because, again, they are a rich country. There is no reason that the Venezuelan people shouldn't have a good lifestyle. And I don't see them getting that with American control. That's, you know, that's what we promised the Syrians, isn't it? You know, freedom and democracy. That's what we promised the Iraqi people. We promised all these places a better life, and it's only gotten worse.
We go to Ukraine before we pulled out their leader and installed two puppets.
It looks like what Henry Mako said. They're setting them up for this new neoconservative world order.
Yeah.
Run by the Jews, run by Israel.
All roads lead to Israel. Once again.
And that is, let's face it, that is the final objective, isn't it? To have Israel as the center of the new world order.
Yeah, Tex, I think, even said that Jerusalem would be the capital of the new world order.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yep.
It's sad that we are, you know, the taxpayer is going to be on the hook for any economic recovery action that happens in Venezuela. I mean, why not? I mean, we're supporting Somalia, right? We're sending tens of billions of taxpayer dollars back to Somalia. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you and I were chatting off air, and I had to laugh when you brought this up, but you said, you know, if Trinidad-Nicaragua had come up here and set up daycare centers, they could have fleeced the government for billions and never gotten on America's radar instead of using guns and taking over little tiny apartment complexes in Aurora. They weren't very... very far thinkers, were they?
No. And, you know, the ultimate goal, like I said, is to make the world safe for Zionist supremacy. And, you know, it's going to be marked by a significant Jewish overrepresentation of leaders and objectives. So people need to wake up. Read Henry Mako's series of books on the Illuminati. Check them out, because those books will explain everything that's going on in the world today.
I agree. Henry Mako does a great job exposing the Illuminati and the end game that they have in store for everybody. Pat, we have flown through an hour, my friend. Thanks for coming on and being a guest on Power Prophecy, buddy. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure.
Pat and I want to thank you for tuning in and giving us an hour of your time. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.